I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to dive into our full round 15 preview now. We're going to also give you a couple of anytime try scorers and a couple of bets that we like this weekend. We haven't gone for your short price wingers at $1.50, $1.80. We've gone for a little bit wider odds of guys that we think can cross the line this week. Also guys that we think could potentially score two tries with some good matchups here. So the first game kicking off later tonight, we've got the South Sydney Rabbitohs taking on the Brisbane Broncos. Sports bet, they've got Rabbitohs at $1.12. Very, very short favourites. Brisbane Broncos far from impressive last week against the Canberra Raiders. And personally, I don't think the Raiders were overly fantastic either, to be honest with you. So I think they are in a spot in trouble tonight. Obviously going out back to Suncorp definitely helps their cause, but it also definitely plays into the hands of the South Sydney Rabbitohs playing on a dry track up there. And that left edge, they're going to decide this game. You got Cody Walker, you got Latrell Mitchell, you got AJ out on the wing. They've just been sensational the last few weeks. I'm tipping Cody Walker for a big one today. I think Cody Walker plays better footy himself when Benji Marshall isn't in this team. And I think you're going to see the young bloke that I've been talking about for a little while, Blake Taff, come off the bench and really open this game up. But Cody Walker hasn't scored a try in a couple of weeks. I'm going to back him in to score two tries tonight. One of the best support players in our game. We know how the South Sydney Rabbitohs play up through the middle. Latrell Mitchell doesn't tend to support as much as most fullbacks. Cody Walker plays that role, and I think there'll be space all over the place tonight for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. So I'm going to take the Rabbitohs there, and I'm going to take Cody Walker to score two tries at $6. And if he does, and you got the VC on him in Classic tonight, you're absolutely flying. You should expect a 90-plus score from Cody Walker. It'd be great if we could see him ton up for the first time this year. That'd be sensational. Okay, Friday, 6 p.m. We've got the North Queensland Cowboys taking on the Cronulla Sharks. Cowboys $1.70, Cronulla Sharks $2.15. This will be my first upset of the week. I'm going to take the Sharkies here. Thought they played really well last week against a depleted Penrith side. I understand that, but this is how the Sharkies play. Yeah, they just find a way to win. They don't do it pretty. They do it the ugly way each and every week. But this is what the Sharkies do. I really like them at $2.15. Obviously, Wade Graham's out, a massive loss. Don't get me wrong. But I think the inclusion of Sifa Talakai, a guy I've been talking about for a long time, I think it's going to be massive out there on the left edge. Playing alongside Matty Moylan, when he's got guys around him that can run good holes, Matty Moylan, he is close to impossible to handle. He's got such soft hands. His timing is unreal. And I think you're going to see it this weekend linking up with big Sifa Talakai. I've got him as an anytime try scorer at $3.75. He's a guy that I'll probably have a bet on most weeks, to be honest with you. If he just gets good ball within 15 metres of that line, good luck stopping him. He is just an absolute juggernaut, Sifa, and I can't wait to see him get an opportunity. So give me the Cronulla Sharks at $2.15 and Sifa Talakai anytime try scorer at $3.75 on Sportsbet. The late game Friday night, Penrith Panthers, Sydney Roosters. This one should be an absolute blockbuster, but so many injuries to the Sydney Roosters. No doubt it'll still be a cracking game. We're hearing Sam Walker will be rested. I think there's a potential for Nathan Cleary not to play this one as well. Obviously got that face laceration during Origin, so interesting to see if he backs up. Both have been named, but we're hearing Walker won't play. Nathan Cleary, keep an eye on him, and the other Origin guys as well. This really could be anything. For me though, I like the two edge players for the Penrith Panthers. I like Liam Martin and Kate Ball. The reason why I like both of them is because I'm not sure exactly how they're going to line up. I would assume Liam Martin will come and play on the left edge, and if they do, they're going to have to play someone else at halfback this week. I'd tip probably Adam Kieran comes in and plays a bit of seven there. I'm not sure how they'll play it, though. Depends what they do. You could have Joey Manu come in there as well, and I think it's going to be that right edge where Sam Walker normally defends. Now, Sam Walker puts his body in front of everyone, doesn't make every tackle, but just changing that combo around, I think there'll be an opportunity there that Jerome Luai will be able to take advantage of. So whoever lines up on the left edge for the Penrith Panthers, they'll be my anytime try scorer. I think it will be Liam Martin at $3.60. If we get any idea, it's going to be Capel, though. Even Juicier at $4.20. Really like both of those and the Penrith Panthers in this one out at Penrith. Okay, Saturday, 3 p.m, we've got the Newcastle Knights taking on the New Zealand Warriors. And Newcastle, they've been going like an absolute busted recently. They're going back home. Ponga returns and Pierce returns. Now, Ponga's huge, but Pierce, he's the real value guy here. Pierce comes into this side and it makes Ponga a better footballer and it makes this team a better side. Losing Bradman Best is massive, but getting these two back is huge. I didn't actually think Newcastle Knights played terribly last week, to be honest with you. I'm going to take the Newcastle Knights here. I think those guys coming back is going to be too big for them. And the New Zealand Warriors, they do concede a lot of points. I think the overs is the bet in this one. My anytime try scorer here, I'm going to go with Brody Jones. A little toilet out on the right edge for the Newcastle Knights. Wouldn't be shocked to see Pierce put him over for a meaty. He's coming in at $4.30. So Brody Jones and the Newcastle Knights there. After that, the New Zealand Warriors, I think they're going to go on one hell of a run. They've got tough games against the Penrith Panthers and against the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Outside of that, I think they're going to go on a real run and really push for a finals berth this year. The next game, we have got the Melbourne Storm going head-to-head. Oh, sorry, before that, we've got the Dragons game, of course. We've got the Dragons taking on the Canberra Raiders at 5:30 from Wynn Stadium. Now, the Dragons, personally, I thought last week they were so bad, it was not even funny against the Bulldogs. They were awful. The Canberra Raiders, they won against Brisbane. I really didn't think they were that impressive. I think you're going to get a bounce-back factor out of the Dragons this week. I think last week was a real low for them. And I'm tipping that the man that's going to step up is going to be their skipper. I'm going to take Ben Hunt for an anytime try score here at $4.50. I think there's a bit of value in the Dragons at $2.25. The Raiders obviously won last week. I really didn't think they were that impressive. I know a lot of people praise them and whatnot, but I got a feeling the Dragons, they might get up for this one. I love going back to Wynn Stadium as well. So give me the Dragons at $2.25 and Ben Hunt anytime try scorer $4.50 on Sportsbet. Next game, Saturday, the late game. We've got the Melbourne Storm taking on the West Tigers. Melbourne Storm at $1.07 odds. Very, very short there on the Sunshine Coast Stadium. For me here, obviously, I had a look at all the backs. They're all, you know, under $2.20 or whatever. There's a bit of value for Cam Munster, but he's not playing his best footy at the moment. Let's be perfectly honest here. The guy that I'm looking at is Tui Kamakamika. This guy close to the line, he is unreal. I think you're going to see towards the back end of the season him come up with a fantastic combo with the hooker Harry Grant. When he comes on the field, Tui Kamakamika, he will come on the field around the same time. There'll be two fresh bodies. He's one that I like, Big Tui. I think he's going to play a crucial role for the Melbourne Storm moving forward this season. Obviously, replacing what Big Tino did last year. Really do like this kid. He's coming in at $4.50, which I think is great value in this game where God knows what they could put on the Tigers here. This could get really embarrassing for them. Sunday afternoon footy, we've got the Parramatta Eels taking on the Canterbury Bulldogs. I'm going to take Parramatta here. Canterbury coming off a good win last week. Played a woeful Dragon side, though. They were terrible, the Dragons. So I don't know how much to read into it, to be honest with you. I'm going to take the Parramatta Eels here. They've been going along really well. They love going back to Bankwest Stadium as well. For me, I'm going to take two guys. Now, I don't think they're both going to score two tries each, but I think one of them will. And they're out on the left edge, no doubt. Wonga Blake, he's been fantastic out there. We know that he hates passing the ball to his outside wingers. He's done it a little bit recently with Sivo, but it's normally only when he turns them under. I think this guy, he'll sniff out a couple of tries here. Wonga Blake, he's one that I really like. He's coming in at $6.50. The real value, though, and the one that I like even more, is Isaiah Papali'i to score 2+ tries at $8.50. Scores a try just about each and every week, and I think he'll really give it to the Canterbury Bulldogs this week. That's one bet that I will be on. Isaiah Papali'i, 2+ tries, $8.50. Huge value there. The last game of the week kicks off at 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon from the Gold Coast. The Titans up against the Manly Seagulls. I'm tipping the Manly Seagulls to win this one. They're at $1.45. Gold Coast obviously returning home, but Tom Trbojevic comes back into this side. So they scored 50-odd last week without him. Putting him back into this side, I think this is going to be an absolute landslide, to be honest with you. For me, I really like Turbo to score 2 tries. That's at $4. I think there's just going to be points everywhere. He's going to be pushing through the middle on every play, and when Tom's in the right mood, on the right ground, which the Gold Coast will be, he's near impossible to stop. So give me Turbo for 2 tries at $4. My little Smokey, he's coming off the bench. He's been out for, I think, 2 weeks now with a suspension. Sean Kepi, I've been really impressed with him this season. I'm not sure if he'll come on in the middle or if he'll come on the left edge. I'm not sure how they're going to play it. Keep an eye on him. I think get on him now. He's at 450 for an anytime try. I think there's a really good chance that potentially he starts this game. If he does, he will come in a little bit. So Sean Kepi, he's the guy that I'll be getting on. I like the Manly Seagulls there at $1.45. And, of course, Sean Kepi, anytime try score, $4.50. And Tommy Trbojevic to score 2 tries. At $4 there. That's our round 15 wrap. Good luck if you're having a punt this week. Make sure you're doing it with Sportsbet. And as always, gamble responsibly.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.